Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about pressure can be therapeutic. Pressure can be therapeutic. Think about a lot of people pay a lot of money to go get massage therapy. A lot of people pay a lot of money to go get massage therapy. And why do they do that? Because it feels good. It helps to open up their body. It can free up restrictions. It can create health in the body. All through massage, which is what? It's pressure. Massage is a form of just simply putting pressure on the body, just friction and pressure on the body. And often in life, we try to avoid pressure. We try to find every way we can to avoid pressure. And pressure has a place. Often God in our lives, especially this time of year, I've found, as we're in December of the year, often in the wintertime, God will often slow things down. And whenever there's a slowdown, it seems like there's delays, like things are taking longer than they're supposed to take. Whenever there's a slowdown, I want you to remember time and pressure are very related. Whenever you slow down the speed of something, the pressure increases. And that's actually one of the principles that causes airplanes to fly, actually. It's actually what causes the airplane to lift up into the air. It's this change in pressure. As the air begins to go over the wing, it begins to slow down, and that slowdown actually creates a change in pressure, which causes the plane to lift up into the air. So this pressure, it can be therapeutic. God will often slow things down during this time of the year. And often, we could freak out, we could be wondering what's going on. And yes, excess pressure is not good. Think about a massage. If they're just pushing too hard, it's not a very pleasant experience. But a good massage therapist, they know how to go in. They know how to look and feel around the body and find those areas that are restricted. Find those areas that are pain and that are in restricted. And just to gradually and gently begin to open those areas up so that any area that's inhibiting the body's performance, that's causing pain, just begins to gradually get opened up, begins to get freed up. And I think God often does the same for us. Some of the pressures we feel in life, some of the slowdowns we feel in life, is God just working to remove some things that are limiting his power from flowing through us. He's working to remove some areas that are limiting his ability to flow through us the way that he wants to see his grace and power flowing through us at a whole new level. When those areas are removed, the body can function so much better, with speed and power and at a much higher level of performance. So pressure can be therapeutic. So we're going to pray. And then we're going to take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, where we examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes, like I said, to examine ourselves after that. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting the new part in our prayer lately. Father, we ask you to send us opportunities to do good today, opportunities to be a blessing. Send us people we can help, people that need you. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So the other half of prayer is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to wake up. You got to be like a kid on Christmas morning. Got Christmas coming up soon. Waking up like a kid on Christmas morning. Excited for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Something good's going to happen today. We're going to put these four fundamentals into practice. Bringing some energy and presence and excitement into them. Staying positioned in the light. Magnifying that light. Then we're going to stay tuned in for God's leading and direction. We're going to stay connected to him and plugged into him. We're going to take action and do those things that you know to do and do them together with God in partnership with him. So our first one, stay in position in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in between. It's either one or the other. To be positioned in the light, number one, is to be positioned in humility. To be positioned in humility. It takes humility to humble ourselves and receive God's grace and forgiveness. It means we acknowledge, hey, I've missed it. It takes humility to say you're sorry to other people. It takes humility to walk in forgiveness with other people, to forgive yourself. And we receive this forgiveness from God and just receiving that from him and letting it flow through you. Where you forgive yourself and you walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people. And you got to watch out. I had to watch out for myself just the other day. Someone said some things to me that was a little bit offensive and I had to watch myself. I was getting out of the light and I had to watch myself. I had to put aside. I got to humble myself. I got to forgive and I got to get right back in the light. This is for all of us. This is a continual practice. You got to pay attention to your positioning. And I could feel, as we'll talk about here in a minute, I could feel those symptoms creeping in. I'm getting off track a little bit. I got to humble myself and bring myself back in with God. I had to go through this process myself. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for letting that get to me. I'm going to bring it right back in here. And then it's just experiencing God's love. The motivation behind all this forgiveness. He loved us so much. He sent his one and only son to die for us. It's just connecting with him, staying plugged into him, experiencing his love. And then it's just letting that flow through you. Where you love yourself the same way that he's loved you. And you let that flow out into the world where you love other people. That same way he's loved you. You're giving them that same grace and forgiveness. Just looking to do good for people continually all the time. Where you just let those things go, those little things that people do, the little things that people do to wrong you or slight you or even the bigger things. And we just let it go. We just focus on doing good and being a blessing to every person that we're interacting with. And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. So one of the best things we can do just to stay positioned in gratitude and praise, or in stay positioned in the light, is stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Think about this. When you're in a position of gratitude and praise, usually you're in a humble state. You're in a place where you're not hanging on to things. You're focused on the right things. And when we're in the light, when you take that positioning in the light, you have access to everything God has. I like to call it an unlimited, inexhaustible supply, a pipeline of living water. All this is in the living water, his spirit and presence and power, his love and his peace and his joy are available to flow through you today. His mind and his wisdom are available today. His health and energy, his time, his finances, it's all in there. And it's just simply receiving it from him, staying positioned in the light. And then we're going to begin to magnify that light, to make it bigger or greater so that more of it can flow through us. We're all magnifying something every day already. We're already doing it based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind consistently. And as we just change our focus and we begin to magnify that light, it begins to expand the capacity for God to flow this living water through us. It creates a bigger pipeline where he can begin to flow more through us. It expands that capacity. It also gets his word and his promises and his love, just everything established in our hearts, so that we become more fixed and steadfast and immovable when there's issues and problems going on around us. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Just give his word a higher place and priority. Be studying it diligently. Be thinking about it. Be rolling it over in your mind. Have it in your heart. Have it in your mouth consistently. To be magnifying his unfailing love and his faithfulness, that he's always on time. He'll never leave you or forsake you. All the promises in Christ are yes and amen. To magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ, that because of Jesus, we've got right standing with God. We've got God's peace. We've got peace with him in that relationship. His blessing and favor, he wants to help us today. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us and just stay focused on all the things that are going well. Often we go in and we see all the things that are wrong. Let's change the lens that we see the world through and go start seeing all the things that are going well, all the distance, how far God has already brought you in your life. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Jesus said, you're going to have trouble in this world. But to be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Just simply choosing not to magnify them, choosing to magnify God, to acknowledge the problems, but just to acknowledge that, hey, you know what? God's bigger. He loves me. Nothing is impossible for him. He always gives me the victory in Jesus Christ. But he does give us the choice. We could choose. He's not going to force this on us. He does give us a choice. We could choose to focus on darkness. All the ways we've been wronged, all the little things people say that maybe get under your skin, the things that people do that annoy you, the evil things that people have done, the issues and problems that you're facing in your life, the pressures that you're facing in life. We could choose to stay stuck in the past. We could choose to be just so worried about the future that we're just paralyzed today in the present moment. We could just be meditating on the problems, just trying to work it over, trying to figure it out. I used to be really bad at this. I would have a problem or issue I was facing, and I'm just making my pro and con list. I'm working it all out on paper. I'm asking everybody what they think. And what I learned is that never, ever got me the solution. All I did was come up with solutions that just created more problems. Turning those things over to God, there's a better way. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. When we're in the darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and pressure is on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. And then there's the fear and the worry and the anxiety, the dread of the future. There's confusion about what to do or which direction to go. As you stay positioned in this consistently, you see bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles begin to develop. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. As we're going to talk about today, there might still be pressures that are coming at you, but you could still have rest in your soul. Rest in your soul. Everything can still feel free and easy and energizing. You can still have that peace and joy and hope, even in the midst of pressures and things going on around you, because our focus is on God. We're resting in our soul. And when you rest, God begins to go to work. He begins to flow through you. All of a sudden, it's his energy. It's his love. It's his peace. It's his joy beginning to do the work through you. And a lot of times these pressures on the outside, the Apostle Paul talked about the pressures on the outside, teaches them how to trust in and rely on this grace that's available on the inside. To trust in God, to flow through you, to meet every need and demand that's coming your way. When you're in the light, all of a sudden you get these aha moments. You know what to do. You know which path to take. All of a sudden these bad habits, these bad patterns, these vicious cycles just begin to effortlessly break without really even trying to. They just begin to break off of you. And then we got to stay tuned in. Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. The amazing gift of grace, the ability to turn the tables quickly. We got to recognize these symptoms. Recognize these symptoms. And whenever you get off track, go back to the beginning. Just humble yourself. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for getting off track, for letting that get to me. And just start praising him and thanking him for his unfailing love and start thanking him that what he put in you is more than enough to handle whatever is coming at you today. There's grace for today. I'll say that one more time. There's grace for today. Whatever you're got coming your way today, there's grace for it today. For God to effortlessly and beautifully meet that need. Whatever you need today, there's grace for it. But we do got to stay tuned in. Every day, staying plugged into him, staying connected to him. Every day, he's trying to lead us and guide us and direct our path and teach us and train us. We've got to stay tuned in. One of the most important things I think you can do every day, just take a few minutes to get still and listen. I like to do it before bed to kind of recap my day. All right, what did I learn today? What was God teaching me or showing me today? If I got nothing to write, that means I wasn't tuned in very well. Because every single day, he's trying to do this for us. If I have nothing to write at the end of the day, I'll ask him this question. God, I seem to be off track today. What were you trying to show me? Would you please repeat it? And every single time, stuff will start coming up. And whatever comes into your mind, you just start writing it down. And I think one of the most important things you can do is start recording your journey with God every day. Recording your journey with God every day. One of the most important things you can do, I think. If you're ever unsure about which direction to go, which step to take, what do we do next? You ask him. And then you wait until you know. You wait until you know. And then once you know, it's time to take action. It's time to put those things into practice, to walk in them. So if we're going to make a quick plan for today, what do you know to do today? Maybe there's some administrative things or things around the house, things in your workplace. What do you know to do today? What can you do today? Often we get caught up in all these what ifs and I could do this, I could do this. What do you know to do today? And then when tomorrow comes, do what you know to do tomorrow. Then the next day and the next day. And you keep doing this. All of a sudden, you're allowing God to begin to flow through you. Often we get this list of things that are stacking up on the inside. Things in our conscience, things we're procrastinating on. And it begins to clog the pipes. That pipeline of living water can't get all the way through us. Because we're not taking action. Today is the day. What do you know to do today? Let's talk about this pressure here. So when we take action, we also got to do it together with God. Doing it together in partnership with him. Sometimes the things God asks us to do don't seem possible in our own strength. And those are the areas where we're supposed to be relying and trusting on him to flow through us in those areas. And as you do this, does something like turn you into a magnet? You seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added into your life. Does something like magnetize you, where it begins to just pull things into your life as God begins to add to your life and accelerate you and move you to the next level? Let's talk about pressure can be therapeutic. Like I said, God often will slow things down. And the reason I've learned couple of reasons. Why does he slow things down? It seems like there's unexpected delays. Things are taking longer than they're supposed to. And it often happens during this time of the year. Number one, he slows things down so that nothing tears. Think about the example of the disciples casting their nets into the deep waters. And they catch all these fish and their nets don't tear. God knows how to bless you in a way so that the nets don't tear. And one of the ways that I've learned that he does that is he often will slow things down so that nothing tears. Nothing is broken. He can bless you in a way so that you harvest it all. You bring it all in. And whenever he slows things down, there's going to be an increase in pressure. And what I've learned is when that pressure begins to increase, what is that cue? That cue of pressure is a cue to turn to him, to roll those pressures over onto him. Any areas where we're getting into stress and pressure and frustration and those things, those are cues. Those are areas to bring to him. Humble yourself and start thanking him and praising him that his grace is more than enough to flow in those areas. He's going to be working to remove some of those restrictions that are keeping that pipeline of living water flowing through you. He knows exactly where they are. And sometimes he'll bring some pressures in some areas to begin to remove those. And you think about this, if you're getting a massage and that massage therapist finds that spot, they find that spot that you didn't even know was there. It's like, oh, I didn't even know I was so tight and restricted right there. It was painful right there. I didn't even know that was there. They begin to find that spot. What is your job to do while that massage therapist is working on that area? Your job is to be still. Your job is to relax, to stop fighting against them, to yield to them and let them work. Let them gently open and stretch and remove those restrictions in that area. Often things get bound up in our tissues of our body. Your job is just to be still and yield and let them work. I think it's the same thing with God. He'll often slow down. There'll be some pressures where he's trying to remove some restrictions off of us. Our job is just to be still and to yield. And eventually you can get to this place. Pressure is therapeutic. It's something that you look forward to. People look forward to getting massage. People usually look forward to getting massage because it feels good. When you have the right amount of pressure on you, it actually feels good. Too much is not pleasant, but the right amount of pressure on you, actually something that we look forward to. It can get to this place where there's some pressures on you in life. And it actually feels good because now you're learning to roll those over onto God and you're trusting and relying on him at a higher level. And you're experiencing, it's pushing, it's squeezing that grace and that pipeline of living water through you at a faster level, at a faster rate. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you know how to do this perfectly. You know how to slow things down. Just your timing is perfect. And we thank you that you are so faithful to help us remove any areas of restriction that are keeping you from being able to flow through us the way that you want to. And we're asking for your help today to help us to be still and to yield to what you're doing, to give you control of it and to be yielding to you, to give you control of it, to let you function and let you go to work. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. His one sacrifice did it all. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. This new covenant, we can have this partnership with God. He's working to remove any of those areas so that he can flow through us so much more. I believe as you experience this, you experience that pipeline of living water just flowing through you at greater levels. Just allows you to know his heart and his love and his goodness that much more. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so we're going to make today a masterpiece. How are we going to do that? We're going to stay connected with God. We're going to stay positioned in the light. We're going to keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. We're going to take action, doing those things that we know to do and doing them together with God. If those pressures of life come, you just learn to roll those over onto him. Keep doing this day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope it's been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.